third thing is that and for Russian, the new ship is called Rachel Corey, is heading towards there, and the Israelis also promised that they were going to stop it and do the same thing.
Sure.
So just keep that in mind and keep them in mind.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Him, and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. We are still in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most just in balance, which is Al-Adl. And today, inshallah, is going to be the last time we are going to talk about this particular name. And as it is expressed in Surah Al-Baqarah, that our job is to represent the manners of Allah on earth. Take the names of Allah and convert them from being abstract names into real-life names. Convert them into reality and make them real-life governing values and principles that are applied in our daily life. This particular name is one of the names that represent the manners of Allah, it's one of the names that we are required to take and implement in our daily life. And as it is usually the case, we are faced with the challenges every time we try to represent one of the manners of Allah, because the manners of Allah are such high quality manners. It is very difficult to implement them, and we get to see that in the challenges that face us to take us away from the path of the most just and balanced into the path of being swayed one way or another, or going excessive in one direction or the other direction. And these challenges are meant to show you the qualities of Allah and make you understand them and feel them. And if there are no challenges, you will not feel the precious. You will not appreciate how precious are these qualities. For example, breathing. Is breathing challenging? No. Now, because breathing is not challenging, nobody considers that someone is breathing is a quality. Is like nobody brags about it, for example, and says, "Oh, I am breathing. I know how to breathe. Oh, I am the most breathing." I mean, what is the big deal in breathing? Breathing is not challenging. But to feel and appreciate the high quality of the names of Allah, we are faced with these challenges when we try to implement them in our daily life. So as it is usually the case, we are faced with all these challenges, taking us away to be excessive in one direction or another. And as it is usually the case, Allah provides us with aid, with help, with guidance to help us represent His manners on earth. And for this particular manner to be represented, we are facing four challenges, which are the four spiritual viruses that in particular try to take us outside of the balance. And in order to keep the justice and the balance in our daily life, as Allah said, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ أَلَّا تَطْغَوْا فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. And He elevated the skies and He established the balance. And He told you that don't transgress against the due balance. Keep the balance. In order for us to achieve that, to represent the manner of Allah, the most just and balanced, Al-Adl, in order to do that, we need help, we need guidance. And as it is usually the case, the guidance and the help is coming from the Quran. And we covered a lot of that, and we are in particular at the last part where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing us to spiritual medications to treat the spiritual viruses that try to take us away from being just and keeping the balance. And in particularly, the spiritual, we have four spiritual viruses. The first one is the shaitan. The second one is the love of the pleasures of this life. The third one are the temptations of the heart. And the fourth one is the lower desires of the body. The hunger desires, they call it the desire of the stomach, one of them. The second one is the desire, sexual desires. And all these desires are the lower desires of the body that will take us away from keeping the balance. So regarding those, Allah provides spiritual vitamins in the Quran to treat them. And these particular spiritual vitamins that treat those four spiritual viruses, they serve as a very good introduction to the next name of Allah that we're going to talk about, which is Al-Wasi', the infinite. Al-Wasi', the infinite. The spiritual medication is coming from that name of the... And this name is one of the names of greatness of Allah. The names of greatness treat that viruses, those viruses, this particular name of greatness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing those viruses, and today in particular, our turn to speak about the last virus of those, which is the virus of love of dunya, excessive love of dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first on the Quran, tells us about the dunya, and then in order to treat that virus, He talks about His infinite reward that will reimburse you for leaving behind the pleasures of this life. He tells you, hey, come on, you look at this dunya and you look at this and look at that. Compare this to this picture. Here is the picture of the dunya. All right, do you see the picture of the dunya? You see it very well? Okay, here's another picture of the hereafter. Okay, and while this dunya is limited, this hereafter is unlimited. And while he's explaining how the hereafter is unlimited, he also talks about his name, Al-Wasi', the unlimited. So because he is the unlimited, he provides unlimited reward. And this unlimited reward is the hereafter. And because the hereafter is unlimited, when it compares to the limited, which is this life, man, this is nothing. When you put infinity on one side and you put any number on the other side, what do you get and compare? How do you compare? By taking the ratio, right? The best way when you compare with infinity is not to subtract, because you can't subtract from infinity. It doesn't matter. Infinity minus whatever is infinity. So the best way to compare to infinity is to divide. And you cannot divide infinity by anything. No, because infinity by any number is also infinity. But when you divide by infinity, when you use the division, you put infinity on the denominator. So anything divided by infinity equals to zero. And that is the best mathematical calculation that you deal with in order to appreciate the meaning of Allah al-Wasi', and in order to treat that desire that comes into your heart when you are faced by this beautiful picture, which is the picture of this life. The warning comes from Allah and His Prophet. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by saying, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ. That the people are made to love these things. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people are made to love this. To love those beautiful desires that comes from this life. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. The women and the beauty of the women. And the desire and the joy that comes by, you know, communicating with women. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. وَالْبَنِينَ. And the having strong, big, successful, powerful boys. You know, in the old days, they love boys because they fight. And they give you strength and power and pride that, hey, I have 10 boys. If you talk to me, you have to face them. And every one of them is equal to 10. So 10 times 10 is 100, so you better respect me. And nowadays, oh, I have 10 doctors, or I have 10 lawyers, or I have 10, or I have a diversified, powerful spectrum of children that are going to really, if you mess with me, you're going to face them and you're going to be in trouble because I'm the most loved person to them. I'm their father. And they don't like anybody to mess with their father. والبنينة زين الناس يحب الشهوات من النساء والبنينة والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة the piles over piles of gold and silver والخيل المسومة the cattle, the horses the beautiful good branded horses والأنعام cattle valleys of cows and farms and ranches والأنعام والحرث lands of farming lands, big acres and acres and acres of farming land. Then Allah says, okay, did you see that picture? Okay, here's the news. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This is just the little limited pleasure of this life. مَتَاع means limited pleasure. Limited. The word مَتَاع is used in the Arabic language to express the limited things. They are not the unlimited. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَتَاعِ. Now you want really to know what this is, the real value of this compared with the other picture. The حُسْن الْمَتَاعِ, the unlimited pleasure. And what is حُسْن الْمَتَاعِ? وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَتَاعِ. زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الخيل والفضة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن متاع قل أو نبيكم بخير من ذلك. Shall I tell you about a better than that, the other picture? What is it? جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. Homes of in the eternity, eternal homes with rivers flowing underneath. Now any smart person, you compare this picture with this picture, man, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that limited divided by this picture is equal to zero. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't take a genius to figure this out. Now the Prophet comes to even emphasize that by first saying حب الدنيا رأس كل خطيئة. First says every single sin in this life is motivated by the love of the pleasures of this life. It is behind that. Just look carefully, you find that there's something behind that. Some people are being mean in saying that every crime has a woman in it, playing some kind of a role. And that's a very mean thing to say. The real thing to say is that every crime, every sin, every disobedience has a pleasure of life motivated. The حب الدنيا is behind. And when he was going into the heavenly journey, al-Mi'raj, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was met when he was flying up, ascending up with Jibreel. He was met by a very old woman. Very old. You know how you can imagine how old a woman is, like how you can imagine the picture of a woman that's 1,000 years old. And you can imagine how she looks. However, she has excessive makeup and she has excessive jewelry, gold and diamond rings and all over her gold, and she is dressed. You know how is it when you see a woman very old and she's decorating herself that way? What do you feel? Disgusted. You say, oh, you respect your age. I mean, what is this? What do you think? You think yourself 16 years old to do this? Come on now. This is exactly how he saw. He saw that old woman decorating herself in an unbelievable way, trying to hide her shame and trying to hide her age and her wrinkled skin and everything under all these decorations. So she called him, Ya Muhammad, come to me. Ya Muhammad, come to me. Ya Muhammad, come to me. So he looked at her and of course he saw the truth about her. So he was disgusted and he didn't go. And he asked Jibreel, who is this? He said, this is dunya. Allah didn't look at this dunya since He created this dunya, because Allah despises this dunya. He dislikes this dunya. He hates this dunya. For this dunya had deviated a lot of His slaves. A lot of His slaves were deviated because of this dunya. A lot of His slaves, when He put them in the room of opportunity, and that room of opportunity is the life, your age, from 0 to 60 or to whatever. This is called room of opportunity. When He put them inside this room of opportunity, this dunya made them pick up the stones and leave the jewelry. The stones are the pleasures of this life, the money. Running after the money. And leave the jewelry. The jewelry is the real treasures, the good deeds, the obedience that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The representation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to do, this is the jewelry that we're supposed to pick up. You have a bag. During that time, somebody puts you in that room of opportunity and says, collect this diamond, collect this gold, and collect this grapes, and pick up this banana, and pick up raspberry, and pick up all these things, and put it in the storage in this bag, for you will need it when you get out of this limited room of opportunity into the unlimited room of enjoyment and pleasure. Then that person comes into this room and picks the stone and the mud. And then when he is kicked out of that room of opportunity, then he doesn't have anything except dirt. And this dirt is helpless. Doesn't help him anything in the next life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to treat us the same way Allah, to apply the same spiritual medication Allah has applied in the Quran. How? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the pleasures of this life as compared to the pleasures of the hereafter is equal to, if any one of you will dip his finger into the ocean, the amount of water that he gets in his finger when he sticks his finger in the water and gets his finger out, look how much water you got on your finger, and compare this water to the water that remains on the ocean. Isn't that infinity, but expressed in the illiterate Bedouin Arab way? That's the infinity, but if you say infinity to Arabs, Arabs are not going to understand you. And that's a zero, a concept that was later introduced by the Arab, but wasn't present at the time of the Prophet. You know, Arab are the ones who invented the zero. Okay? So, he said the amount of water that you get in your finger compared to the amount of water in the ocean, this is the comparison between the pleasures in this life, the limited pleasures in this life, compared to the hereafter. Just as something that you can test to yourself right now, look at just the length. How long we are alive versus how long we are dead. This is something we can compare right away. Right? Something you can pick up from the shelf. People who have been alive the longest, 1,000, what? Come up with a bigger number. Whatever number it is, compared to how long they have been dead. And you will see that it is nothing. Read Surah Al-Insan in the Fajr prayer every Friday, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. That the age of the presence of humans on earth compared to the age of earth itself is nothing. Nothing. You humans are causing all this much trouble and fuss on earth. Know that your lifespan from the first man to the last man compared to the age of the earth is nothing. لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. It's nothing. This is something that you can pick up right away and understand. Furthermore, Allah comes and says, okay, you want to really know what this life is? Okay, Surah Al-Kahf, that we read every Friday. It says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. I give them an illustrative example about the value of this life. كَمَاءٍ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Water that rained from heavens. فَاخْتَرَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. It was mixed with the dry leaves on earth. Then, what happens when this water went into the, when the water was rained onto the ground, and the ground planted some plants, and then after a while these plants would turn into dry leaves, And then these dry leaves are going to be blown away by the wind. So at one point, it is green. And you say, wow, green, beautiful plants. Then it becomes yellow and dry, and then it's blown away. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't look to those limited pleasures that we have supplied to the bad, to the non-believers and to the bad guys. Don't look at these limited pleasures and limited opportunity, limited benefits that we have supplied to them. For these are intended for zahra al-hayat al-dunya, the flower of this life. And you might ask yourself and say, why Allah is calling this life a flower? What is the similarity between the life and the flower? How long? We have went through the Mother's Day and we got flowers to our moms, right? Where are these flowers now after a couple of weeks? In the trash? Yeah. How long did it stay? They give you this thing and they give you this powder that you put in the water so that, right? So that the flower survives. At the end, you put it in the water and after maximum 1 week, the flower, the beautiful flower becomes what? Now becomes dead. Now, can you take this same dead flower and give it to your mom at the Mother's Day? She's going to slap it in your face. And this is exactly Allah, when it was very accurate when He described Zahrata al-Hayat al-Dunya, this life like a flower. So here is the real picture of this life, and you are a smart man. Choose for yourself. You want this or you want that? Na'imun muqim. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. He calls the pleasures of this life na'im muqim, everlasting pleasure, unlimited, infinity amount of pleasure compared to limited amount of pleasure. And then, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The real life, the real unlimited life is the life of the hereafter, not the life of this dunya. And He tells you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, don't be deceived by the result of this life. For the result of this life, for this is just round number one. And round number one is nothing compared to round number two. And round number one is this life. Round number two is the hereafter. So the real winner is the one who wins round number two, not the one who wins round number one. So when you see a bad guy killing a good guy, when you see a bad criminal killing a prophet, to you, if you only look at this life, you are deceived by the result and saying, okay, the bad guy is a winner, the good guy is a loser. Here we go. No. Don't be deceived by that. This is just round number one. The game is not over yet. Wait until you see round number two, and in round number two, you are going to see what is going to happen. And Allah keeps coming over and over in the Quran to remind us that in the Day of Judgment, I am going to ask the bad guys a question. And at the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun, what does He ask them and says? قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. When they are in hellfire after a long conversation, and they are saying, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِينَ. O Allah, we were submissive to our temptations and we lost our way. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. Ya Allah, get us out of hell. If we do what we did again, we are really bad guys. Do burn us really bad then. قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. He said, be doomed in it and don't talk to me. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. There were a group of reformers, a group of a prophet and his followers. They were saying, Ya Allah, we believe in You, forgive us and give us mercy. فَاتَّخَدْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًا حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي. You mocked them, you laughed at them, you humiliated them, you fought them, you gave them a hard time. Until as a result of this, you were completely isolated from me. وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ. And used to laugh at them very much. Here we go. إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Look at them in Jannah. And then Allah tells them, okay now. قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين. How long you have stayed in this life? Then they say, قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم فاسأل العادين. We have only stayed either a day or part of a day. Why don't you go ask the people who keep the count of how many, of how long is this life? And in Surah Taha, إذ يقول أمثلهم طريقة إن لبثتم إلا يوما. The most guy who gives the best appreciation, the best account, he says, you have stayed only part of one day. This is how long is this life compared to the hereafter. And this would be the introduction to the next name, inshallah, which is the infinite, Al-Wasi'. And you can see the link right away. And this name is going, we're going to start with it, inshallah, the next time. You can see the link right away in the way Allah has provided this spiritual medication that Al-Wasi' is the unlimited, the infinity. And the, so you can see that Allah is saying, I am Al-Wasi' and my reward in the hereafter is Wasi' and my mercy and forgiveness is Wasi' ووسعت وما ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء. And there are lots of Wasi' things, lots of Wasi' things, lots of infinite things that come from the infinite one, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be nothing compared, that will make this life nothing compared to it. For this life have four things in conclusion, that if these four things are put in the hereafter, nobody is going to enjoy the hereafter. One of them is that limited. It has an end. Means limited. Infinity is unlimited. So it has an end. How long you're going to enjoy? 50, 60 years, go more. 70 years, go more. 80 years, go more. 1,000 years, keep going. Okay? Then it's going to end, right? On the other hand, in the day of judgment, if Allah would send you to Jannah for 1,000,000 years, then what happens after the 1,000,000 years are over? You go where?
You stay there.
You stay there, see? Because the 1,000,000 years are going to be over. They are not 1,000,000 years. It's infinite number of years. You can see now. But if they are limited, then you go where after that? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.